The word today is here. Welcome to The Word Today with pastor and Bible teacher Douglas Schrader. One of the greatest announcements ever made was given by angels to the grieving disciples of Jesus, who thought that he was dead. They went to the tomb on Easter morning and heard the proclamation, "He is not here." It is critically important to us that Jesus is not there in the tomb. Our future has been radically changed by his resurrection. Here with more on the beauty of our Lord's resurrection is Bible scholar Douglas Schrader on The Word Today, here.
Well, we certainly are living in unusual times. As I am speaking to you, we are in the middle of this coronavirus epidemic. It's now just past the season of Easter, and we're trying to get used to the idea that because of this social distancing and all of the precautions that are being taken, many of us didn't have a decent chance to worship together in order to glorify the Lord and to recognize the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. In our church, we are planning on putting it off until such time as we have an opportunity to have a full-blown Easter service, complete with music and a breakfast. We've done this the entire history of 60-some years at our Shepherd Lutheran Church, and this is the first time that we had to have an electronic gathering utilizing one of these meeting softwares in order to have Easter worship. But now we're just thinking we may even have to go into July in order to have everyone meet in order to have the worship service, and we'll just have it whenever we can. It's one of those unusual things that Christians should be very flexible about and be willing to work with others in order to show our faith and in order to glorify God. I'm sure that this has been a very disruptive time for you. Looking back on this in history, this is going to be one of the most momentous and unusual times in modern history, for good or bad. Hopefully, God will bless it and we will have a lot of good things coming out of it. Hopefully, medicines will come that will be able to handle such viruses and save millions and millions of lives. We pray that God would allow that to happen. Some people have been thinking about, you know, is this the sign of the end? Is this one of the plagues from Revelation that are discussed? And my flat-out answer is I don't know. I don't know that anybody really knows. People can try to predict. In the past, they've been horrific at it. They've been horrible. They haven't been able to even close guess the timing of the end. So I'm not going to pretend as though I know that. I will just simply tell us the same thing that our Lord and Savior Jesus told us, which was be ready. He tells multiple parables, and they all come down to the same point. Be ready, be prepared, so that if it's at any time that Christ comes, we're awaiting him. That's the simplest answer to that. At the moment, I'm encouraging us to look at the resurrection of Jesus. Since we're in the Easter season, it's spring as I'm recording this, and we've missed Easter by several weeks, and we'll try to catch up on that this summer. But in the meantime, I think it's appropriate for us to gain encouragement, especially since it's been this virus episode, and there's so much fear and worry, so much concern, and even someone who's listening may have lost a friend or a family member because of this dread disease. Well, here's some encouragement from the Lord Jesus. It's the record of the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, as recorded in Luke chapter 24. On the first day of the week, very early in the morning, the women took the spices they had prepared and went to the tomb. They found the stone rolled away from the tomb, but when they entered, they did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. While they were wondering about this, suddenly two men in clothes that gleamed like lightning stood beside them. In their fright, the women bowed down with their faces to the ground, but the men said to them, "Why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here. He has risen. Remember how he told you while he was still with you in Galilee, 'The Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men, be crucified, and on the third day be raised again.'" Then they remembered his words. I'd like to focus on that part of the message of the angels that say, "He is not here." Just imagine how powerful that statement would be, because they were standing in a tomb. They were in a cemetery where dead people's bodies were located. And the angels are, you know, it's not like they're standing in a baseball park or in a shopping mall. It's not like they're in some kind of neutral ground. They're in burial grounds. And that's why the words of the angels are so important when they say, "He is not here," because the women were looking for a dead body. That's why they went to the tomb. They had prepared spices in order to give the body a little bit less stench, because they were expecting it to be decomposing. They were trying to honor their dead Jesus. But the angel is saying, "He is not here." Well, when he says that, he doesn't mean that the body was taken away. What he means is that Jesus was raised and he is no longer in the tomb. What a fantastic thing. Can you imagine that moment when the women realize what the angel was saying to them? "He is not here" means he is raised from the dead. Now, we have to face the reality that we will be where Jesus was. At some point, someday, someone will point to your tomb, your niche, your burial plot, and they will say, "You are there. This was where," and you insert your name, "is buried." This is true for all of us until the return of Christ. We have to make plans about that. We have to have some solution to that, because it is inevitable. It is coming. So first thing we have to do is recognize our mortality and our need for the resurrection, for forgiveness of sins, and for a plan how to escape death. Well, that rests upon the fact that the angel said, "He is not here." Jesus is not still in a tomb. He is not dead. He has been raised from the dead. You know, one of the very important things that distinguishes Jesus from other spiritual leaders around the world is that he was raised from the dead as the sign that he is the Son of God, that he is divine, that he is the one who made payment for our sins with his own death, but then gloriously was raised from the dead. The reason is because he is divine. This distinguishes him from all other spiritual leaders. Muhammad's grave is in Saudi Arabia. Joseph Smith of the Mormons was buried in Illinois. Charles Taze Russell of the Jehovah's Witnesses is in Pennsylvania. And you can go all the way down the line with all of these other spiritual leaders, and you can point to their graves. That was the end. But there is no end with Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is the only true prophet, Son of God, who was raised from the dead for our salvation. I have been to Israel several times. I have led tours there with people. And if anyone is interested in going to Israel at some point after this virus scare and after our separation, let us know. We'll try to work you in. This empty tomb in Israel, there's a traditional spot. There's one that seems more authentic and there's one that's traditional. Both of these spots I have seen. They're empty, of course. There is no body of Christ because he has been raised from the dead. This is the great hope and confidence that we have in Jesus Christ. You know, I will tell you one thing. If there was a tomb of Jesus with a body in it, if Jesus was just another spiritual leader who had made the claims that he had made, and yet you could go to see his tomb where his body lay, I would deny my faith. I wouldn't be a Christian. There'd be no point in being a Christian if Jesus has not been raised from the dead. This is what everything hinges on, the resurrection of Jesus Christ. The reason to believe in him is because he has been raised from the dead. That's encouraging to us, especially in a time when we have the fear and the worry over the disease, the virus, the various ways that we could be killed or our loved ones killed, our wonderful workers and the people in the supply lines that are trying to keep our countries running. What is the great encouragement that we have as a Christian? It is that we will share in the resurrection of the dead as a gift from our Lord Jesus Christ. You know, the angel said to the women, he is not here, but let's make no mistake about it. We are told in the book of Acts that he will be here again. Jesus will return, not to suffer, not to die, but to bring salvation fully for those that are waiting for him. How wonderful to have that knowledge. How exciting to look forward to the future of eternal glory with God. And that's what members of the Christian faith are doing. We are putting our hope and our trust in the future in Jesus Christ. And that's why when we're in times of uncertainty, there's a tendency to be afraid of the future. We can turn to the Lord and we can put our confidence in him because Jesus is no longer in that grave. He is not there. He has been raised from the dead. And that's what gives us hope that even though someday we will be there in the grave, we also will be raised up with Jesus Christ and given the wonderful gift of eternal life in his name.
Thank you, Pastor Schrader, for your message today. We appreciate your helpful thoughts and biblical insight. And thank you, friends, for joining us for the Word today. We hope that you were blessed by the message. Did you know that you can find the Word today on the web at thewordtoday.org? There you can listen to sermons and read responses from listeners from around the world. We would love to hear from you. So visit thewordtoday.org to write or send us an email. And if God moves you to send a gift to support the Word today, you can do so by credit card at the website. Your free will offering helps this program stay on the air and allows us to add new languages and stations to proclaim God's Word around the world. There are no salaries or administrative costs at the Word today, so all of your gift is used for spreading God's Word by radio and the web. The Word today is heard in more than 50 languages worldwide, and as our ministry grows, we hope to add even more. One of our goals is to have the Word today translated instantly into 20 languages and made available for streaming or download on thewordtoday.org. If you would like to give to support these efforts, please visit thewordtoday.org. That's thewordtoday.org. Each week at this time, The Word Today brings you a study on a word that applies Christian principles directly to your daily life. We hope that you will share this week's lesson with your friends and family, and that you will join us again next week for The Word Today.